Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the BetMGM Network, make it legendary.
A sincere thanks to the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo for joining us on the show, breaking down the Major League Baseball playoffs. Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, by virtue of booking Mad Dog Russo, has ascended to the top spot in the You Better You Bet crew power rankings for this week. Now, we're early in the week. It's Tuesday, but Bill currently in that number one spot right now. We need a ludicrous drop coming for that number one spot. Can we get that? Bill is currently in the number one spot, even though he did produce for Mad Dog for years, and that's a really easy book. Like, he still made it happen. So Jake and Tyler and Addy and Mike Brown, you guys got some work to do to catch up to Bill if you want that coveted number one spot. And actually, at some point, you know what? We'll actually, I have an idea. We're going to talk about it next segment, how to reward the number one crew member every week on You Better, You Bet. But joining us right now to talk week five in the NFL, I'm going to use the line for the third time today during the show because I like it. From a dog to a whale. Drew Dinsick joins us, NBC Sports betting analyst, the Whale Capper, on Twitter at @whale_capper. My friend, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you.
Of course. Enormous shoes to follow. Mad Dog, my goodness. Going to have to turn it up to 11, I think, to keep the people engaged. But we're talking
about
NFL.
What drugs or alcohol were you on when you joined us in Hawaii?
Oh no, I was just on island time, man. It was just pure sweet island time. Yeah,
is that island slang for like Adderall or no?
No. It was probably had a couple Mai Tais, but I don't remember.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, you on a couple Mai Tais, you like out Mad Dog the Mad Dog on a couple of Mai Tais.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Okay.
All right. So you always fill the shoes, man. The stuff's always awesome. The first question to you is the same every week. What is your favorite bet for this coming week in the National Football League, side or total, and why?
Okay. Favorite bet of the week, side or total. I have a huge card, and I like everything this week, so it's going to be tough to narrow it down to my favorite. I'm going to go back to war with the stupid Raiders, who did not cover, though they got bet aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
7 points against the Colts. Come on. Yeah. 7 points. Yeah. Come on. The Colts right now are grading as a top eight team. I have upgraded them more than I have upgraded any other team in football. This Colts team is poised for, 10.5 wins I'm projecting for them right now. Clear, shipping the AFC South as I project out the rest of the season. Top four offense, top 20 defense, and they're like a plus 2.3. You know what that's not good enough to be? 7-point favorites against the Las Vegas Raiders. This Raiders team is going to be without Colton Miller, which absolutely stinks, but they know that. I think they have a week to get Stone Forsythe prepared to block an okay pass rush that Indianapolis brings to the table. Right now, I have them a little bit below average in terms of being able to generate pressure with that pass rush. But I think, with time to prepare and with you know, Geno Smith wanting to operate more quickly, this is going to be perfectly fine. Kenny Moore still out for the Colts in terms of coverage, and a lot of buttons to push now on offense. Now that you've got Ashton Jeanty going and you have, you know, emergence of weapons in the passing game, I think this is going to be opportunity for the Raiders to go score for score with the Colts. And, you know, I'm still not entirely sold that what we've seen so far out of this Colts squad reflects what they will be going forward. There will be probably some gravity that pulls them back to good, not great, in terms of some of the efficiency stats, particularly on offense, particularly Mr. Daniel Jones. He had quite a few turnover-worthy plays that were not converted to turnovers versus the Rams, and I'm hopeful that the Raiders can take advantage of some of that. Geno Smith in a dome has high, you know, he has a higher ceiling than he does outdoors, obviously. And I think in general, the Raiders can put some pressure on this team. Indy probably still wins, but 7 points is 3.5 too many.
Femi and I both agree with you on liking the Raiders plus 7 in that game. You said you have a big card. What is another bet that you love for this week in the NFL?
Going back to war with the New York Jets also. I thought the Jets
Do you need three or yesterday. Are you okay with 2.5?
I took three. I'm okay with 2.5 though. I would be at 2.5. I'm still taking the Jets plus the points instead of the money line at plus 125. If you're trying to decide between 2.5 and plus 130, I lean plus 130, but 2.5 and plus 125, if it's only minus 105, I'm taking the plus 2.5 minus 105. I did bet, just for the record, plus 3 minus 115. And in general, counting on the Jets being able to push this Cowboys rushing defense around. The Cowboys now, two of their four games, they have played a full entire overtime period. And on in general, this is not a defense that can really stop or, you know, kind of prevent anything from, you know, any scores. And I really feel like what we saw with Dallas in the offense on Sunday Night Football was like, that was like the 99th percentile. If he has another game like that all season, I'll be blown away. He's dealing with a limited availability on the offensive line. You know, obviously I don't count CeeDee Lamb in for this game. Otherwise the three would make more sense. But I think the Jets are a perfectly fine offense. I think they're a problematic defense. And I think they can go score to score with the Cowboys, considering the Cowboys' limitations defensively here. So this one's a coin flip. I think it's going to be decided late. While that does point to the fact that the special teams for the Cowboys, and Brandon Aubrey in particular, are extremely good, I still think the Jets might be able to get their first win at home on Sunday. So Jets for me at plus 3 is probably my second favorite side.
You bet on this Tuesday. The whale capper, Drew Dinsick, is our guest. Drew, you said you love the card this week. You have a big card and you love all the bets. What is another bet that you like coming up for this week in the NFL?
Let's keep it stinky. I'm laying points with the Carolina Panthers, guys. This is a tough handicap. But my numbers for Miami are not really all that much better, despite the fact that they finally got a win, despite the fact that their offense had some cohesion. We've revived Darren Waller. However, I think the absence of Tyreek Hill matters a ton. This is the 24th best offense by my numbers, minus 4.5-ish type of power rating for Miami right now with how bad that defense is. And in general, and that's kind of, I think, the opening here for Carolina to get into this game. I think just in general, a more positive game state plan from ahead is possible, considering the lack of ability to stop the run and to cover anyone for the Miami Dolphins. And then some reasonable signs of life in the secondary in terms of coverage for Carolina could make this a tough contest for Tua in the absence of his most important weapon. Add to the fact that Miami's on a short week and now they're on the road and they're not going to get the assistance of some just egregious penalty calls in this one. And all of a sudden, I think you're looking at what should be about a dead even pick'em game on a neutral, and Carolina clear favorites with home field advantage and with the rest advantage. So my fare in that one would be Carolina, just a hair under minus 3. So as long as we're kind of in this dead zone at around minus 1.5, I think that's still a fair play.
Well, you said you got a big car that you love. What's another bet that you like?
I think you can still get all of my totals, pretty close to all my totals. Although there's been a lot of movement today, so I won't entirely speak out of turn until I check the board. But Thursday night football looks like a really, really nice spot for an under to me. There's obviously a ton of familiarity between these coaches and a short week where you have questions about the offensive line health and continuity for the Rams, and then questions about the Niners quarterback and skill position health. This looks to me like a game where if the Brock Purdy is able to go, which, I mean, all signs in the market are saying no, but if he's able to go, his primary target in the passing game outside of Christian McCaffrey is probably going to be Jake Tongis. Good luck. I think this Rams defense is clearly top five. I think they're going to be able to generate significant pressure, particularly in the middle against a weakish Niners offensive line there. So Rams dictating this one with significant pressure and just in general, no difference makers for the Niners is kind of how I expect this one to go. Then you flip it around and you have Rams on a short week with some injured offensive linemen. Going up against Fred Warner, who for me is grading as one of the top three, if not the number one defensive player so far in football this season, I think it'll be a little bit tough for them to just completely rip this one open and push the scoring to the tune of threatening 47. So under 47 for me on Thursday night football in a game that I think lands around 43.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, let me ask you something here. Mm-hmm. You said you like the big card. You like mm-hmm. a lot of these bets. What's another bet that you like?
Flip side, total wise, Sunday night football over. It is not lost on me that we have had two scoregamis this year. They've both been on Sunday night football. One was 41-40. The other was 40-40. I think we can beat that, guys. We can get more than 80 points. We can get more than 81 points on Sunday night football with the Bills and the Patriots squaring off here. The Bills defense is not fixed. I know they've given Ed Oliver and Matt Milano time to get right, and they're going to have, presumably full-ish strength in terms of just player availability here. But there are still issues with the Bills, particularly their safety group, in my opinion. And I think Drake May is performing at a top six level right now, as far as all quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think he's going to be able to go score for score with Josh Allen and company. And on the flip side, the Patriots defense is not as good as what they did on Sunday, holding the Panthers down scoreboard wise. And I think the Bills are just going to have pretty much whatever they want in this contest offensively. So Bills, in my opinion, get clear the hurdle of 30 points pretty cleanly. And I think the Patriots break 24. So over 50 was a pretty fast and easy play for me on Sunday night football this week. And if that goes up, I would probably say as long as you're getting better than 51.5, I think that's still a fair play.
How are you betting, Drew? The Baltimore Ravens could be this week against the Houston Texans, like without Lamar Jackson, going to miss 2 to 3 weeks per reports. No Marlon Humphrey, no Roquan Smith. And moving forward here, the Rams next week probably going to lose, then the bye week. Still a playoff team, still going to win the division. Can they beat the Texans this week? Anthony Volpe, solo homer, Yankees up 1-0 on the Red Sox. What do you like here with the Ravens, if anything, moving forward?
I have some speculative money line on the Texans this week, and I think this particular market has now moved too much. I would make this basically a coin flip game, and I'm going to think long and hard about coming in on the Ravens with the plus money. A little superstar subtraction potential here with still a lot of really skilled players across that offense outside of the quarterback. So defense, different story. The Ravens defense is a humongous question mark right now. Matt Ebuka being done for the year is a massive concern in terms of their run stop, and Roquan Smith missing this next handful of games is I would not discount how important he is as far as particularly what the Ravens want to do defensively. This is going to get gross, I think, and they're going to have to find a ways to play keep away to stay in these games. In terms of long-term, I mean, again, like right now I power rate the ratings with Cooper Rush under center as a -3. So this is a flat out a bad team in the NFL, 23rd best. If you put in a full strength Lamar Jackson, the things get much, much cleaner. But I would say if you put in, Lamar Jackson in a couple weeks, he's going to, you're going to be kind of hovering around a neutral power rating, and maybe you can build back up into the +3, +4 by the time you get fully healthy later in the season. I don't think their schedule in the first half of the season affords them any room to fall way, way behind the rest of the AFC North. Right now, I'm projecting the Ravens to just win 7 games, which is so far so much lower than I would have believed preseason. But here we are with the injuries they've taken. Pittsburgh right now I have as your likely winner in the AFC North, projecting them for 9.6 wins. And then there is a big old gap where the Ravens are second at 7. The Browns and the Bengals are kind of clustered there around 5. So the Steelers realistically probably just need to get to 8-9, and they're winning this division and hosting a home playoff game, which is very, very sad state of affairs. And if there's a world where the Steelers don't kind of build on this early success and they kind of let the Ravens hang around, I think we revisit maybe like Veterans Day timeframe, mid-November, looking at what kind of prices exist for the Ravens. Because the prices right now still don't match how likely I think Steelers are to win this division.
Final question as I fight back a sneeze. We literally have like 20 seconds for the answer. I said yesterday on the show, for the first time this year, I think we can use teasers this week in the NFL. I think we know what a lot of these teams are at this point. Do you agree or disagree with that this is a decent teaser week in the NFL? 20 seconds for the answer.
Well, I think the proof was in the pudding on Monday Night Football. You had the Wong teaser special of the two games in one card that were both in the Wong teaser zone, and the Broncos' leg was a no doubter, and the Jets' leg, without the silliness of the refereeing, I think also was a no doubter, but gets there in the end. Surely the market has. The bands on the market are tight enough now that seeing some of these spreads in the 2.5 range, taking those teams out to 8, You can probably make some small exceptions where you have new information, like what is Cooper Rush's and the Baltimore Ravens
Bills
rating
Jets
actually going to be?
Bills, how does Bills Jets lose?
It doesn't.
Let's all win some free money. Here's the stimulus check, everybody. It's Bills Jets 2-team teaser this weekend. Drew, you're the best. On Twitter at @whale_capper, NBC Sports. We love you. Great information, great bets as always. We hope, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, best of luck, guys.
Drew Dinsick joining us on the show. Allow me to say as we go to break, let's go Yankees. Rest of our bets for tonight on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.